Kiss 96.9 and on the free Kiss app. It's time for our Kiss Care segment. It's brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here, where we shine the spotlight on a local nonprofit. Absolutely love this segment because we have learned about some fantastic organizations. With us today, we have Carrie Cairo. She's the Volunteer and Community Relations Manager at the Hope Center. Carrie, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Now, everybody has heard, maybe not everybody, but a lot of folks know about the Hope Center. But go ahead and tell us what you do and whom you serve.
Sure. A lot of people hear Hope Center and they think, oh, it's the homeless shelter or, you know, one of the homeless shelters that's here in Lexington. And absolutely, we do provide services for, people who are experiencing homelessness, and we have an emergency shelter. But what a lot of people don't realize is that we also have a wide array of services and programs, including men's and women's drug and alcohol recovery programs, a mental health program, a veterans program, employment programs. And really what we want to do is, get people back up on their feet. So we have a wide range of programs and services to help people who are experiencing homelessness and to prevent people from becoming homeless.
Yes, and it's always been a problem. I think it will always be a problem, unfortunately. So we're so happy to have an organization like the Hope Center. And I bet COVID has been really hard on you all.
It has been a challenge. Our staff has been amazing. We've been open every single day since the beginning of the pandemic. We provide meals through our cafeteria, and we have dinner for our clients, and dinner is open to the public, so that's been widely used. We have a mobile outreach program, our Hope Mobile, that goes out into the community and gives referrals and resources and then brown bag lunches to folks. So we really are trying to meet people out in the community and meet their needs. And COVID has been rough for any residential facility, but our staff has done an amazing job and really just been flexible and done
just
our very
with
best.
It. Yeah, you have
people.
To. All right. Well, coming up in our next segment, you're going to tell everybody how they can get involved, what you all need right now at the Hope Center. That's coming up in about 20 minutes on KISS 96.9.